common thing I do, especially to the boys, not so much to the girls. Anyway, this morning I have a story, actually about two squirrels. One a Texas squirrel, and one an Oregon squirrel. We're going to talk about the Oregon squirrel first, because I've given him a name. His name is Chip. And I got to thinking about that, and really it should be Chirp, because that's what he did a lot in my yard over the last few years. But Chip, because that sounds like a better name, sounds like an Uncle Arthur name, which actually I may be borrowing that from Uncle Arthur, but I don't even remember if I did. So Chip, the squirrel, resided in my yard. And if any of you have been to my yard, you know I have several trees there, large trees, which have lots of squirrels. Now, I like squirrels a lot. And so Chip is welcome at my house. In fact, to let him know how welcome he is, I would put nuts on one of the fence posts, and he would come and take them. And so we had a common agreement. If I put them out there, they were for him only. Occasionally, the jays would come, and then a disagreement would often occur, as only a squirrel and a jaybird can create. But on this particular day, I had piled up brush about 6 feet or almost 7 feet tall down in the area adjacent to my house, mainly because of limbs that had come down and various things, and so I was going to haul it off to the dump, but I didn't have time. Well, I happened to be standing in the kitchen one day looking out, and there's Chip, and he has an altercation going on with two red-tailed hawks. Now, we had a family of red-tailed hawks that showed up on the property many years ago, and almost every season they would come back and have a nest, and then we'd see a young one flying around doing their thing. They would be teaching them not only how to fly, but also how to hunt. Well, of course, one of the things that they like to hunt would be what? Squirrels. Of course, Chip, we might have to call him Old Chip, had survived this family for some years. But today it was particularly amazing as I watched him work through the brush pile up to the top. And he was scolding and chattering and chirping at the red hawks, or the red-tailed hawks, who were kind of sitting on limbs around the brush pile. Now, with the trees around the brush pile, there wasn't enough room for them to really get elevation and speed to come in and sneak up on Chip. And Chip must have known this, because he would come to the top of the pile, bark at them, they would hop down off the limb and swoop at him, and he would just duck under the pile. This went on for several occasions, and I was kind of transfixed watching Chip work his magic. Eventually, Chip got to the very top of the pile and was very bold, went right out up on top of the pile and kind of said, come on, bring it on. And so both hawks came down after him. He jumped through the pile. They got to him just as he disappeared into the pile. And of course, they were all intense on that. And as I'm watching, Chip goes down through the pile. The hawks are on this side. And Chip leisurely strolls out the bottom on the other side, up the tree, and out of harm's way. And the hawks stood there for a bit, befuddled at what had happened. And eventually, they flew on. So I have to give Chip a lot of credit as being a cagey old Chip and very smart. And that's some of the fun antics we get to watch when we watch the wildlife around our house. Back to my Texas squirrel. I actually never named him, but I was a small boy, probably the age of the younger kids here, maybe 7, maybe 8. My neighbor had a beautiful wooden chair out in the back of his big yard there in Texas. Of course, he had some gorgeous trees. I don't remember what kind, but they were huge shade trees. He would go out every afternoon and sit down, probably to rest, in the heat of the Texas sun. And presently, I would notice that squirrels would come, kind of the Pied Piper of squirrels for our neighborhood. Squirrels would come around, and he would throw them food, and many of them would hop right up on the chair and take the food right out of his hand. Well, I wanted to do that. How cool is that? So I would go over to my neighbor and talk to him, well, how do I get so I can give squirrels food? And he goes, well, they're going to have to trust you, Danny. Danny Lee is what they actually called me in those days. said, Danny Lee, they're going to have to trust you. So that means you're going to have to come a few times a week and just watch. And when they get to know you, then you might be able to share with them. I don't know. It's the squirrel's decision. So I very patiently showed up every day for several days and watched him feed the squirrels. Well, eventually, they would come close to me, but no one would come and take any of the nuts that I had. And so I was kind of getting exasperated, but eventually, one little squirrel, must have been the stout, courageous one, finally came over to me, and he stopped. He looked at me for a while, and I just sat as still as I could with that nut in my hand. And then finally, he walks over and takes it out of my hand. I was ecstatic. I was the squirrel whisperer at that point. The moral of that story is, like with many things, the more you get to know someone, you trust them. And when you trust them, you can do things with them that you didn't think you'd be able to do. So what I want you to take away from this is the more that you get to know Jesus every day, even just a little bit, just a nut's worth, you know, but come back day to day and leave trust with him, and he will not leave you alone. He will take you into places that you will be amazed. So he's your friend, and you need to spend time with him every day if you can. Thank you very much. I'll let you go back to your seats.